Okay, 684.
Amend a grant with Central City Concern to extend for 4 years at a not-to-exceed amount of $8,522,821 to provide services through the Cheers van and sobering station.
I think there were some questions on this last time. That's just why Commander Westbrook's here. Are there any remaining questions about this?
We also have an emergency clause to add.
Yeah, I would move to add an emergency clause.
Second.
Okay, motion to add the emergency clause. Roll call, please.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Tails?
Aye. Anything you need to enlighten us about before we take action?
Mayor.
Ready to go to work? All
Mayor,
right, let's take a vote.
Just for practice in terms of an emergency, it's always a good idea to state the reason for the emergency, so that could be added to the ordinance. Is there a language that's already been given to the council clerk?
I think
there is a section 2 that was provided. I can read it.
Okay.
It says,
yeah.
The council declares that an emergency exists because the city needs to act promptly to ensure continuity of this program. Therefore, the ordinance shall be in full force and effect from and after its passage by the council.
Yes, thank you. And that's because it's June 15th and the fiscal year starts in 2 weeks. Okay, roll call, please, on the now emergency ordinance.
Oh, do we have to test me first?
I don't believe so. It's a previous agenda, right? We had a hearing, so we're ready to take action.
We did not call for testimony. We just immediately passed it on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Last week, I wasn't here. So,
right.
So there was not a hearing last week?
No, we just read the title, but we didn't take
okay.
testimony.
Oh, okay. All right. Commander, anything you need to add before? We apparently do need to have a hearing. So anything you want to tell us about this program?
This is a continuation of the contract with Central City Concern for Cheers and the Sobering Grant, and that it extends the contract through 2020.
Yeah. The amount that's shown is 4 years' worth of services, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Thank you very much. We'll see if there are any questions at the end here.
I just have a question about it. Does the contract allow for some variation should it be found that we'd like Cheers to do transportation for things other than taking people to the sobering station?
No, I think that would be a bigger question. They it comes down to authority most of the time. So they can't remember. There is an authority that they're given in order to take somebody on the civil hold of a for sobering, but not for any other.
But this raises an important question, which I think we do need to discuss, which is once the Unity Center is open and there's a need to transport people who are in a mental health crisis to the Unity Center.
It's my understanding that's all going, that's all being, ambulances are going to be doing that.
Yeah, I'm wondering if...
Only ambulances?
Well, that's the current plan, which is obviously very, very expensive, and since we're already paying for the Cheers van, I would like to have some discussion of whether that could be used to help people get to the Unity Center.
Yeah, I would too. I would too. And an ambulance is both expensive and forbidding as an environment. So maybe we could do better than that.
All right.
So more. Let's discuss that more with the council and also obviously with the county, since they are the keepers of the ambulance contract before that October opening.
Right.
Thank you, Commander. Appreciate
it. But it wouldn't inhibit. I think you can always make amendments, I'm told.
Right. Cheers will be operating as per this agreement unless we change it. Right. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone want to speak on Cheers?
Three people signed up. Mary Eng, Charles Johnson, and Laura Vanderlyn.
Okay. Okay, folks, and you do need to focus on the subject of Cheers.
Oh, absolutely. Hi, Council. It's nice to see you. My name is Mary Rose Lenore Eng. I want to talk to you about an experience that happened that would have been a place where I would have liked to been able to send, hey, Sarah Westerbrook, can you help me here? So imagine this. I'm standing outside a hotel on May 7th, 2015. I hear a loud clatter. A man is like squealing, like, ah, like as loud as he can, and I start to hear crashing. So I run to the edge of where this crashing is. My goal is to run into the fire, not away from the fire. So I go and I'm thinking, oh no, what is it? It sounds like some kind of protester gone wild. So I get there and I see a very thin man starting to attack cars, and he's putting his whole hand and his whole face on the cars. going, ooh! But then he basically takes a dive around towards that place by the library where there's that beautiful mural of children behind the library and Habibi restaurant. So he's going that way, and I basically take off running, and I just happen to have my camera rolling because, you know, I love thousands of YouTubes. So I've got my camera rolling. I recognize his face, and I say, I know him. I know him. I couldn't remember his name. His name is Mr. Patel. Patel is a vegan. He comes from a straight-edge background, straight-edge punk background, and a Hindu family. And their main gripe with him is he won't drink milk from the sacred cow. So I know this is a good person. So I start vouching for his integrity, saying, I know him. I know him. Come here. Come here. And I basically get in between what might have been a tasering, it could have been a potentially disruptive arrest, and I start hugging him. And he recognizes me from Food Not Bombs in 2005 in Colonel Sumner Park, because we had bonded many times, and he's a very lovely person. But it became apparent to me when I was close to him that he was intoxicated, and the officers on the scene basically gathered around me watching like we were in the center of it. But the thing was, is I do have a previous friendship with Mr. Patel. I just couldn't remember his name because he had a unique nickname that he had selected for himself, like O something. I know it started with an O. So I was trying to get his name written down. And as the car came up to take him to Hooper, which is a similar kind of detox place, the med driver or paramedic or whatever he was said, do you want to work my job? And I was able to talk to an lady officer named Shauna, who we communicated on the other crisis I was helping with at that time. So what it signified to me is that this was the day that our president of the United States of America, was in town at that hotel. And what I take it for was a one-man riot. Unfortunately, his riot didn't work out very well, and he was intoxicated when he started it, and he caused quite a big kerfuffle. I said, oh, well, you're a Sagittarius, and I'm a Leo, and we're compatible, and Obama's a Leo, and he's compatible, and I know Miss Fritz is an Aries, so we're also compatible in fire, and I want to be a police astrologer. This is the new emerging insanity from COAP.
Thank you. Welcome.
I want to know what you're going to do about the mental health crisis that is being created.
You need to be honest, Rosenbaum and Watson.
The people
interrupt.
That you hired them.
You're out of order.
You hired them.
I know I did. This is about cheers.
Thank you. Do you have anything to say about cheers? For admitting that you hired a mental health crisis.
Ms. Johnson, go ahead.
Thank you. I don't know how many people in this room or down at home are aware. Cheers operates at least one van, and I think that's something that's going to need to come up in the discussion. It's an $8 million contract, and of course, services, all I care about is the effectiveness of the services. I don't care if they have 20 parked vans or one parked van, but I would hope that as we work through the police union negotiation, I think we've had some progress there, that is, there's also a review in this topsy-turvy world called Portland Police Bureau, where I was pleased to have Acting Chief Henderson come to the vigil and speak, I think, before or after you, and that she can, as she's done with the recent decision of the Citizens Review Committee said, oh, cops screwed up. It's going to the city council. The very next day, wisely, even if it deprived us of some valuable public hearing, Acting Chief Henderson says, no, it's not going to city council because we're going to take appropriate disciplinary action within our department. So as we have this thing where we have people testifying about what's a zoo at the COAB.
Charles, I need you to focus on cheers.
Cheers is going to be coming to the COAB because we're going to be having drunk,
COAB
distressed people in the COAB if we can't get traction with Rosenbaum and Watson. So cheers, and we've also, and you personally, before I came up here and before Miss the artist began her testimony, the Unity Center and ambulances came up. So this $8 million for cheers and the millions that's going through Rosenbaum and Watson because of the United States of America versus the city of Portland, there needs to be more public engagement about how cheers is effectively going to make a safe, pleasant downtown where people don't get injured but get connected to services, and how the COAB is going to become an atmosphere where people aren't driven to distress or arrest, and there's progress on making sure that mentally ill people are not traumatized anywhere in the city, whether it's a police encampment.
You need to let other people speak. You need to let other people speak.
Thank you.
need to let other people speak, please. Thank you,
I'm not distressed that she interrupted, but I am through with my testimony. Let's get some progress,
much.
Please.
Thanks very much. Let's take a vote, please.
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, again, Mayor, I'm really pleased. I think it was the very first budget you did that you put CHEERS into ongoing funding, and now that we can give them the four-year contracts, which provides stability and allows us to have the further conversations about how we might be able to involve them even more. So thank you for that. Aye.
Yeah, CHEERS does good work. I encourage people to do a ride-along with them, just like with police occasionally, to see how thoughtfully and humanely they do this work. I appreciate it very much. Aye.